From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Ukraine is denying it shipped defense technology to North Korea. That denial came after the New York Times reported the North may have purchased rocket engines from a Ukrainian factory through the black market. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert, referring to the North as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, was asked about the report Tuesday.
That's an issue that we would take very seriously if that were to be the case. There have been a lot of U.N. Security Council resolutions, and they obligate all nations, including Ukraine, to prevent transfers of sensitive technology to the DPRK.
The report comes amid growing concerns about the rapid development of the North's missile program, including tests last month of intercontinental ballistic missiles. Bruce Bennett is a defense analyst with the RAND Corporation.
Well, I think we probably still have some information to figure out, but if the North Koreans have figured out how to make the engines, the Ukrainians almost certainly helped them. They're the ones who were producing the engine of the size and character that we believe North Korea's used from the evidence that's available.
Reuters quotes a U.S. intelligence official as suggesting North Korea is not reliant on imports of engines but has the ability to produce them themselves. Another official said modifications to the engine to improve reliability may have involved recruited foreign scientists or North Koreans educated outside the country. Meanwhile, Russia and China have called for talks between Washington and Pyongyang over tensions. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. is open to discussion.
We continue to be interested in finding a way to get to dialogue, but that's up to him.
A reference to the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, his spokesperson Heather Nauert said the North first has to take serious steps, including denuclearization. This is VOA News. Nearly 30 people were killed, dozens wounded Tuesday by explosives detonated by suicide bombers at a marketplace in the northeast Nigerian village of Mandarari near the city Maiduguri and a nearby refugee camp. Although there was no immediate claim of responsibility, the attacks bear the hallmarks of the Boko Haram insurgency. Rescue workers in Sierra Leone recovered more than 300 bodies following mudslides caused by heavy rains in and near the capital Freetown. John James is a spokesman for the UN Children's Fund UNICEF in the country.
In the worst case, there was a landslide which took away a whole section of the hill, just taking homes and families with it as well. So there's just been hundreds of bodies coming out of the dirt, and I think we're still seeing those numbers rise as time goes on.
Dozens of homes were buried when a mountainside collapsed in the town of Regent Monday in one of the deadliest natural disasters in Africa in recent years. President Ernest Bai Koroma urged residents to evacuate so military personnel and other rescue workers can search for survivors who might still be buried under mud and debris. The U.S. Tuesday accused Islamic State insurgents of carrying out a reign of violence targeting religious minorities and opposition ethnic groups, even as they have been losing control of large parts of territory in Iraq and Syria. Secretary of State Tillerson said Islamic State is clearly responsible for genocide and crimes against humanity.
ISIS is clearly responsible for genocide against Yazidis, Christians, and Shia Muslims in areas it controls or has controlled. ISIS is also responsible for crimes against humanity and ethnic cleansing directed at these same groups, and in some cases against Sunni Muslims, Kurds, and other minorities.
Tillerson also singled out seven countries for an array of abuses in the way their governments treat religious minorities, including Iran, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Bahrain, China, Pakistan, and Sudan, through harassment, imprisonment, and execution. Mali Tuesday called on the international community to provide military and financial aid for supporting a multinational force to combat jihadism in Africa's Sahel region. Mali's U.N. ambassador told the Security Council Monday's attacks in Mali that left 9 dead and Sunday's attacks in a restaurant in Burkina Faso in which 18 were killed underscored the need for such a force. The Taliban, in an open letter to President Donald Trump, warned the security situation is far worse in the country than he realizes and called on U.S. forces to be withdrawn. Some 8,400 U.S. troops are currently in the country. The Trump administration is preparing a new military strategy for Afghanistan. The International Criminal Court in The Hague Tuesday issued an arrest warrant for alleged war crimes for a Libyan National Army commander accused of executing dozens of prisoners. The ICC seeking the arrest of Mohamed El-Wafali after the LLA captured Benghazi. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.